Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Man, it makes it sound so serious. Welcome. Hello, friends. I hope you had a good day at work. If you got off at 4 o'clock and you're actually working somewhere where you got to commute, or maybe you have emerged from your den of work iniquity at home, whatever the situation is, welcome. Happy you are here. And we're obviously talking about, you know what. NBC News medical analyst Dr. Vin Gupta said today, small and medium-sized businesses in the United States cannot fully reopen without a system of vaccine verification. Dr. Gupta made the argument during an appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe, and he said that businesses should have the ability to refuse service to anyone who cannot show proof they've been vaccinated. You're going to hear that argument made more and more, that businesses should have the ability to refuse you service if you cannot show proof you've been vaccinated. Anybody who wants to be vaccinated is vaccinated. A few weeks ago, I asked you guys the question, have you tried to get vaccinated, but you couldn't get an appointment? I was jammed with phone calls from people saying, yeah, I can't get in the system. It shuts me down. It locks me out. It kicks me off after a few minutes. Not one call have I taken today or last week when I asked the question for a little bit from anybody in my listening audience who has wanted the vaccine but can't get it. So is it not safe to say that people who want to be vaccinated have been vaccinated? They already, in all likelihood, have had one shot and have their second shot appointment. In the J&J case, they've had their one and done. But people in this country ought to be allowed to make up their own mind and to make their own choice. And if somebody chooses not to be vaccinated, I do not view you as a threat. You can sit next to me. You can cough in my face. You can tongue kiss me. And I'm not going to object. Well, depending on how much you've had to drink. I'm not going to object because I feel safe. I'm as safe as I possibly can be. Now, as far as somebody wanted to know, will the rules on masks be the same? I suspect they will be. New York State, and you can read all about this at WBEN.com. Governor Cuomo has announced a major reopening of New York State on May 19th. In coordination with Connecticut and New Jersey, the 6 feet social distancing requirement will stay. Because the CDC says 3 feet is good enough for schools, but the rest of us need 6 feet. I'll tell you, COVID is one intelligent virus. It knows the difference between schools and other places. Smart. Smart like a fox. Andrew Cuomo tweeted out, "The tide is turning against COVID, and we're ready for a major reopening. Most industry capacity limits to be lifted on the 19th of May. Limits on outdoor residential gatherings to be removed on the 10th of May. New capacity increases for indoor and outdoor venues. New York is coming back. It's a smart reopening. It's a measured reopening. It's a phased reopening. We're at a point now when we're going to take a major step forward and under your blouse." No, I'm sorry, he didn't say that. But he did say, "We're at a point now when we are going to take a major step forward." The 6-foot social distancing requirement stays in place in New York because, as I mentioned, COVID is so freaking smart. The outdoor bar and restaurant curfew May 17th is lifted, and then indoor May 31st it is lifted. The gathering limit for indoor catered event increases to 250 or 500, but you must prove you've been vaccinated or you have to supply a negative COVID test. Residential gathering limits increase to 50. Capacity at large outdoor stadium goes up to 33% in New York, which is interesting because Mark Poloncarz a few weeks ago said, I want a full stadium, but people need to be vaccinated. And then a few days later, Andrew Cuomo came out and basically said, mine is bigger than yours, Mark. Look at my hands. I'm the one who calls the shots in New York State, not you, little puny county executive. Because a lot of these people, in case you haven't noticed it, they love waving their power around like a big wand. I wish, well, you know what I'm thinking. So one of the things that I'm asking you is, how much do you fear the long-term consequences of the vaccine? I'm curious, because I was thinking about this over the weekend. Like, my kids are adults now. But if I had a 16-year-old, what would my advice be to a 16-year-old about getting the vaccine? And I honestly think my advice would be, if they were in good shape and in generally good health, I would probably say to my kid, I think it would be a good idea to hold off. I think it would be a good idea to wait. You're in good shape. You've got no comorbidities. I don't see any reason why you should have the vaccine. Let's wait this out. And then somebody sent me an email with a little sticker on it that said, I am not vaccinated. I'm in the control group. Thought that was kind of funny. But the other thing, too, that has come up today is, has anybody out there had a problem convincing their doctor that the side effect you are experiencing is from the vaccine? One of my first callers today said, hey, I know a guy died of a blood clot after receiving the vaccine. Never had any issues like that before. Died of a blood clot after the COVID vaccine. And in California, there was a reported case of a guy in the Bay Area with the same situation. A blood clot, except this guy is going to make it. And I told you, last week, and I went through the whole thing about my feet. Never had an issue ever with swollen feet. Not even after my heart surgery. Never an issue with swollen feet. After the first shot, my feet swelled up, and I thought it was all the kosher dills I'd been eating. So I did something. I did a controlled experiment. In between shots, after the swelling receded, I ate a blank ton of dill pickles. No swelling in the feet. So that variable was eliminated. So after the second shot, within 6 days, my feet swelled up worse than they did the first time. Now, the logical person would say, Tom, it wasn't the dill pickles. It was the vaccine. And I believe that it is very compelling that the vaccine caused my feet to swell up. And last week, I heard somebody on David Bellavia's show this morning, it wasn't like they were squirting blood out of my toenails, but many of my toes, the pressure was so great that blood was forced underneath the nails into the nail bed. It wasn't like shooting out all over the place. Then I probably would have left the air. Probably. Pasquale would have stepped in for me. At that point, I would have been very, very concerned. But it's receding, but not before it was nice enough to crack my heels. So I'm a little bit aggravated about that. All right, I'm a lot aggravated about that. But has your doctor, and don't name the doctor or the hospital, been unwilling to consider, hey, maybe the seizures you're experiencing now for the first time in your life after getting the vaccine, maybe there's a correlation there. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And as far as the masks, I didn't see anything specifically about the masks in what the governor said today, but I can presume that you're going to have to keep wearing masks if you stand up and if you walk around in a restaurant. Does anybody have anything different on that? And what this also means, I presume, is you still aren't going to be able to dance. And frankly, there are some bands you go out to see, and you ought to be able to dance. You want to dance. Half the fun is dancing to the music. And I don't think you're going to be able to do that unless somebody's got other information. I don't see anything relative to that in what I'm reading. but I can't read everything when I'm on the air. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Noah in Buffalo. Noah, welcome. You are on.
Hey, Tom, can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say my family's been pretty pressuring about getting the vaccine since it first came out. And I had a family member who got it, and they ended up in the hospital due to complications there and asthmatic. And they're convinced that the asthma has acted up. But I know that the asthma hasn't acted up that bad ever, as long as I've known them. And I just don't like the whole mentality that people are carrying around right now, where it's like, you get the vaccine or you're scum of the earth.
Well, it's bullying, basically. This idea of Mark Poloncarz, I'm sorry, it is so disingenuous. If you don't get the vaccine, you're not patriotic. But if you tweet out to people how to beat federal immigration laws, that makes you a patriot. That makes a lot of sense.
That's a can of worms I'll open on some other show. But I just don't like it because it's not just my family, but I haven't seen a lot of my family in a long time. And I don't want to feel like I'm pressured in by the people I care about to get something that I don't feel comfortable about.
Maybe you've noticed this as well. I've noticed, and maybe it's a function of when you see something every day, you don't notice gradual changes. But I've noticed that people seem to have aged more in this last year than previously. This year has taken a toll on people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think I have about 5 different situations that I was supposed to get COVID. I was near someone who had it or in a house with someone who had gotten it and tested the day after. I've had to get rapid tests and stuff like that. Nothing. Like, I just don't like that. There's plenty of viruses out there that they should be working on, in my opinion, as far as vaccines go.
Well, you sound like a healthy young man. Am I correct?
You are very correct. I appreciate that.
So there is, given that, there really is not a lot of reason for you, in my opinion, to take the risk of something that we really don't know the long-term effect of.
I agree. And
what does your doctor say? Because I'm not one.
I have not spoken to my doctor about it. The last time I'd seen my doctor right as the pandemic had just started, maybe a week before the lockdowns and things like that. And I haven't talked specifically to my doctor about it, probably should, but I'm 24. I'm not in an age group that's of risk. I'm in good health with no underlying conditions. And when the vaccine was first being produced, correct me if I'm wrong, but the general consensus was, as you had just said, if you're healthy and young, you don't need to get it per se. You talk to your doctor. I feel like that has changed as the course of the viruses.
Well, what they have said is that if you are young and healthy, you are at minimal risk of death or serious injury from COVID-19. Young and healthy being the operative words. Noah, hold on if you've more to say. We are now live, local, Buffalo on WBEN, and we are the most listened to Buffalo radio station all day long, News Radio 930 WBEN. Despite the great liability I pose on that front, we've done it. All right, let's get back to Noah, who is a strapping, healthy young man who does not want the vaccine. You led off the show by saying you're being pressured by family members to get it, and I'm just kind of curious where that pressure is right now.
The pressure is pretty much the same. As far as family gatherings, they pretty much did not happen at all during the height of the pandemic in the summer following winter, everything. But since then, a lot of my family has been vaccinated, if not all of them. And they've been a bit more willing to gather and stuff like that. But it's the first thing that gets said to me when I walk in the party.
But they're vaccinated. Why should they worry?
I have a nurse family member as well who came into a party angry, saying that everybody should still be wearing masks and distancing. And she knows more than I do. I'm not going to pretend like I know her job, and she does a very good job at what she does.
Well, I want to get rid of the mask ASAP because here's my opinion. Even if I can be a COVID carrier, anybody who has not gotten vaccinated has made the conscious decision not to be vaccinated, number one. Number two, they've made a conscious decision to go wherever I happen to be going. So it's on them. It's not on me.
I agree with that. And as far as I'm concerned, I would never pressure anybody to not get the vaccine. If you want to get it, that's more power to you, and I support your decision. I just wish that it was reciprocated the other way to me, not even just from family, but from friends and other people who I talk to on a regular basis that I haven't seen in a long time from COVID.
All right. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And this guilting people, well, even if you've been vaccinated, you can go home and kiss your grandmother and give her COVID. Well, grandma had a chance to get vaccinated, did she not? And she consciously chose not to be vaccinated. I mean, and, you know, basically, if you go to grandma's house, I think it's up to grandma. She wants you to wear a mask, you wear a mask. If she doesn't, you don't. I mean, sometimes I think older people have a hell of a lot more common sense than younger people. Personally, my mom is vaccinated. We all went out on Saturday night, bunch of family, bunch of friends, to see that magnificent group known as the All-Star Project. It's such a humble name, really, but they're really good. Had a chance to see, like I say, a lot of friends, family members, and people I haven't seen in over a year who are fellow Odyssey employees. I was stunned, like, is that so-and-so? Is that so-and-so? It was amazing. They still exist. They're still alive. I haven't seen most of my 95% of the people with whom I work. I haven't seen them in over a year. That's really weird, guys. Really, you might be going through the same thing. And I'm embarrassed for them to see me now because I'm more dirigible than man. It is 426. That's a blimp, by the way. It's 426 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Membership in the Western New York French Onion Soup Society has not helped that endeavor. Yeah. Wow, where'd this one come from? David Lee Roth. All right, it is, he's still with us, right? Okay, I just want to make sure. It's 436 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program, Bowerly with you. So a few things on the agenda that we're talking about. New York State is reopening this month. Does that make you happy? But here's something that I think we need to consider. New York State is reopening, but if you are an employer, do people even want to work? And there is a supply, actually there's a lack of supply of a lot of things now. Lumber, for example, through the roof price-wise. I saw a load of lumber being delivered near my house today, and for a moment I thought, you know, theft seems like a good option here, but common sense got the better of me. The other thing is chicken is in short supply. Chicken wings are going to be in short supply. This is an outrage. And other protein sources are also going to be in short supply. The guy from Latina Food says, blame it on COVID. We're still feeling the effects of people not wanting to go back to work, whether they're afraid or something else. Maybe the something else is if people are making more money not working than they are going to work, maybe you have disincentivized people from working and you're going to have issues with the supply chain. And I would argue the supply chain is kind of like a national emergency. So I think perhaps we need to disincentivize people from staying home. There is not a single employer I know who has said to me, you know, Tom, I am being absolutely being given a glut of applicants who want to come work or employees who want to come back and work. Why should they? And this is going to impact the economy. It's already impacting the economy. If people don't want to work because it is not to their financial advantage to work, the logical result of that is going to be the supply chain and the products in the supply chain are going to be messed up. Are they not? We've created, I think, a very, very weird situation. I've talked to landlords who haven't been paid rent in a year, but they still have to pay the bank on their note. Yet, it's not like the tenants can't afford to pay rent. They're just not. Because why should they? Not like the landlord can evict them right now. They can't. It's a little bit messed up. I mean, look, I'm sorry, but there are jobs available. There are jobs out there. Employers are begging for people. And when I hear about, well, there's a lack of labor to fill in the food supply, you know, if that's not a national emergency, our food, I don't know what is. And around here, if we run out of chicken wings, that would call for an activation of the emergency alert system. I mean, I mean, really, this is Buffalo. We invented wings. Are you concerned about the long-term impacts on of the vaccine? If you have kids who are 16 years old, are you saying, honey, I want you to go get the vaccine? Or are you saying, hey, hun, maybe you ought to wait. You're young, you're healthy, you're in good shape, no underlying health issues. Maybe you should wait. My kids are not getting the vaccine. Again, I've said this repeatedly. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, for me, I made the decision, given my givens, it made more sense to get the vaccine than to not get the vaccine. And despite the issue with my feet, I would do it again, all right? Because I just have too many things in the background. You know, I have too many programs of destruction running in the background. I don't want to risk it. It's like, you name it, I got it. 803-0930, star 930, well, not that, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go back to the calls. And again, New York State reopening, but how's New York State going to reopen if nobody wants to work? I mean, hey, I can open up my banquet facility to 500 people. Of course, I can only get two people to work it. That's going to work well. Back to the calls, and it is Tim in Amherst. Tim, welcome. You are on.
How you doing, sir?
Hello, Tim. It's Monday. Good to hear from you. What's up?
I just want people to know, if they go to DuckDuckGo and they search out swine flu 1976 on 60 Minutes, they're telling the exact same thing that we're being told now, but from 1976. And people were coming down with the shots from 1976.
Apparently the deep state is interfering with this call. We've got a really crappy connection.
Okay, let me step outside real quick.
Alrighty. Cell phones, bane of life and the benefit of life.
You hear me?
Yes. My God.
Is that better?
Yeah, I guess so. Keep going.
Okay, so I didn't know if you heard what I said. The swine flu, if you go to DuckDuckGo, search swine flu from 1976 that was broadcast on 60 Minutes. Basically, it's saying the same BS that we're being told now. And people did get the shots, many of them, and they ended up getting nerve damage. It's not me saying it's 60 Minutes from 1976.
And what did they ever figure out what percentage of people ended up with nerve damage having had received the shots?
They do talk about it. I don't have the numbers, but they also said certain people, I won't name the famous person, but they had some actresses that said, oh, they were getting a shot. And then they asked that actress, did you get the shot? She said, no, I considered it, but I never got it. And they also said, well, the government was using your name to promote everyone getting the shot. Did you give them permission? She said, no, I did not. The person's name is Mary Tyler Moore.
Well, sounds like a case for Mary Tyler Moore's agent. I used to work with Mary Tyler Moore's agent's son in Tampa, St. Petersburg. True story.
And they talked to her directly and asked her the question I just said. And she said, no, I did not give them permission. They asked her, did your doctor say it was a good idea? And the doctor said, I think you should get it. But then she didn't get it. And then after finding out a lot of people had come down with nerve damage, they were suing the government. I don't know the exact figure and what happened, but they talked about that too. And that there was.
When you say they, you mean Mary Tyler Moore or the people who got the shot who had damage?
Thank you for correcting me. The people who had gotten the shots.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way this one is working is experimental use authorization. And my understanding is, unless there is some change down the line in the future, we have basically waived any right we would have ordinarily for recourse. There might be another government program, But my understanding is basically, if anything happens to you bad because of this shot, you got no legal recourse at all.
Okay, I was.
But I mean, people can look that up if they want. I mean, it's been a long time since 1976.
Right, but it is a swine flu, which people are aware of. You know the name.
No, I hear you, but I mean, it's a totally different world now, so I have to go back and check it. I mean, 60 Minutes may have had a shred of credibility then.
Well, yeah. Well, I also, President Ford was the president at the time, so I don't know whether it was the certain politics was going on, the same thing back then.
Yeah, well, Gerald Ford was parodied widely because he fell down in a rainy Air Force One step in Germany. And Joe Biden, I don't know that he was parodied for falling up the steps recently in Washington. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. All right, 60 Minutes, swine flu. I can't go and watch it right now, but if I think about it later, I'll try to snatch it. It is 4:45 at WBEN. Let's go to, well, a lot of people are not getting the vaccine. And you know what? Look, it's your choice. And I wonder, and again, I mean, I got to give credit to the David Bellavia program from this morning because he brought up a great point. How many of you who are not getting the vaccine actually had asymptomatic COVID, but you don't know it? Really, how many of you had it and you don't know it? And the only way to know for sure, I guess, is to get an antibody test. But my understanding is a lot of places are loath to cover antibody tests as part of your insurance. I don't know, has anybody had any luck with that? I mean, I know somebody who works for a big health company and they kind of gave her a little grief about getting the antibody test. Oh, by the way, she didn't have antibodies after getting the vaccine. Now, is that normal? I don't know. I am not a doctor. Just putting it out there. Back to the calls on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Mark in Hamburg, welcome. You're on the show.
Hey, Tom. I can tell you flatly, I will never get the vaccine. My wife is a nurse. She got the vaccine. We both have had COVID. And I just cannot fathom that the government or would let businesses decide, well, you know, you can basically discriminate against a whole set of people. You know, my thought process is this. When I was in Walmart one day, I didn't have my mask on. And this old guy who had a mask on was really disturbed by the fact that I didn't have one on. And he said something to me. And then the stock kid, the stocks of shelves, said something. And I said, look it. First off, I don't have to wear the mask if I don't want to. That's the way I feel about it. Your store says if you got a medical issue, you don't have to wear it. That's what your sign says on the outside. And then I said to both of them, I said, look it, you're wearing your mask because you're afraid of the virus. Am I right? Yeah. Well, okay. Well, what's the difference between me and the virus? If I have the virus, I'm no different than the virus floating in the air. You feel like your mask protects you, right? Yeah. Well, then why do you fear me not having my mask on? I'm no different than that virus floating in the air if I have it, but I don't have it. And I don't understand why the government doesn't address people's concerns about, well, what about us? What about the population that has had it? What is the research saying about the people that have had it? And whether they got the antibodies, how long they're good for. Why is it that they're promoting this vaccine as if the antibodies from the vaccine are better?
Oh, I think I can actually answer that question. Well, they are actually looking into that, but the situation is fluid, number one. It's fluid and evolving, number two. And to simplify things, the doctors, they don't know, sir, how long your natural antibodies are going to be in your blood. Is it 3 months? Is it 6 months? Is it until the crack of doom? They don't know. Same thing with these shots. They don't know if we're going to need boosters or not. They don't have the knowledge.
I understand that, and I'm aware of the situation and how it's evolving and what they're saying. My thing is, why is it that people that have the antibodies, like, I had COVID. You know, I was sick for 4 days. I'm a cardiac. I had 5 stents put in my heart. I'm a diabetic. I'm 55 years old. I got, I'm overweight. And you know what? Hair, we thought it would be the death of me. And I tell you what, this was like no worse than the cold.
Well, you had a 98.5% of surviving, a 98.5% chance of surviving. I'm happy to hear that you did so well despite all of those comorbidities. But frankly, sir, I'm going to tell you this. If I had had COVID and survived COVID, I wouldn't bother getting the vaccine because I would believe, maybe wrongly, that I've got the natural immunity already. Why do I need artificial immunity?
You're right. And doctors are saying now that if you've had COVID, that they think that you shouldn't get the virus, that you shouldn't get the vaccine. Because they think it does something to your natural antibodies.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the latest advice is. Last I heard, they wanted everybody, even those who'd had COVID, to get the vaccine, which, and again, look, I'm stupid, and I'm not a doctor. It has never made sense to me why, if somebody has natural immunity, natural antibodies, and remember when they were talking about the, not the platelet, but the convalescent plasma, which, by the way, was a bust, it didn't work. I don't get it, because if you've had something and you have the natural antibodies, why would you need any other antibodies? You've already got them. Question is, for how long are you going to have them? And they don't know the answer, but you know that. I'm glad you did well, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you know, it just seems to me it's just another section of division between those people that have had it. You know, we got the racism thing going on all of a sudden that, you know, everybody's a racist. You know, and it's just bewildering that it just seems, you know, it's like they're covering every base.
Well, everybody is not a racist. And unfortunately, you have people out there who consider it to their advantage to try to divide American from American down every line possible. And I don't think most people in the real world see things that way. If I believed most people, black, white, Asian, were racist, I'd be pretty miserable waking up every morning. But I don't see things that way. I'm glad you called. I appreciate it. Yeah, always look out for the dividers. Always ask yourself, what do the dividers have to gain? What do they have to gain by appealing to our basic and most base instincts? Something to think. Let's go to traffic on WBEN and Alan Harris. Alan, I'm very offended by Pasquale Maggiore's shirt today. He's got an outline of a buffalo with the colors of the Italian flag, and underneath it says Italy. I'm very offended because Pasquale did not bring me one. It looks really like an awesome shirt, and I'll have to go get one of those. It's really nice. But if you didn't bring enough for the class, I'm just saying. You know, did you bring gum for the entire class? I always wanted to bring gum for the entire class just to say, well, yes, Mrs. So-and-so. As a matter of fact, I did. Let's go to the call. In fact, I brought wings for the table as well. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Stanley in Amherst, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hello?
Stanley, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, sir. Mr. Bowerly.
Tom will be sufficient. Or Your Majesty.
Tried to get the vaccine. And I haven't been able to do so. I've tried twice.
You are the first person all day. Okay, we have on WBEN.com, we have a full list of where you can go to get the vaccine.
I know. See, I don't have the internet. That's what the hang-up is down.
Do you have a neighbor who has the internet?
If they do, I don't know anything about it, really.
Do you have any friends?
No, I don't feel I should have to rely on that.
Well, this is on you, then. I'm sorry. You don't have the internet, that's on you. You don't have friends, that's on you. No sympathy, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. I mean, really, come on. It's 2021. If you don't have friends, you don't sound like a young man. Friends are very, very important. Nobody can get by in this world without friends. Best part of my life, friends. All right? Friends keep me sane. Friends let me socialize. And there's no reason why I'm going to presume you're in your 60s at least. If you don't have friends, that's a you problem. That's not a we problem. Sorry, call them as I see them. Is that a little harsh? I don't think so. Well, I don't have the internet, and I don't know anybody with the internet. Well, you know, if I had that kind of a life, I wouldn't want the vaccine anyway. What's the point?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.